Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, to open God's precious Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're continuing our study on revival. We've been reading from Psalm number 85 and verse number 6, where the Bible said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" And I mentioned, first of all, do we need a revival? And I answer that question by saying to you, the need of revival is manifest in our culture. And I said to you that the drinking problem, the drug problem, the divorce problem, the dress problem, the disobedience problem, the disrespect problem, all of these testify that we need a revival. And then number two, I said to you, not only our culture manifest our need for revival, but our churches manifest the need of revival. So many lukewarm churches where there's not much power with God and not much victory experienced, and church services are dead and dull and dry. All of these testify that we need a revival. And then number three, I said to you, not only does our culture manifest that we need a revival, and our churches manifest that we need a revival, but thirdly, our country manifests that we need a revival. And I want to say again, the Bible says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And again, the Bible said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And then the Bible said again, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And the Bible said, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. So we see from our study that the need of revival is manifest by our culture, by our churches, and by our country. And then we began our study on what kind of revival do we need. And I want to say to you again, I love a revival of excitement. I love a revival that stirs us. And the psalmist said, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? And I love rejoicing. And we need more of that in our daily lives as Christians, as well as in our church services. But I want to say to you, we need a revival not only that will just stir us, but we need a revival that will change us. A revival that will have some lasting effect in our hearts and in our lifestyle. And so I said to you that we need a revival that will affect our total being. First of all, I pointed out to you, we need a revival that will affect our thinking. This has to deal with our mind. You remember the Word of God said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we need a revival that will set our affections and our thoughts on things above and not on things of this earth. And we're commanded to gird up the loins of our mind. We cannot let our mind go wild in its thinking and have the joy of the Lord in our life. So we need a revival that will affect our thinking. And then number two, we need a revival that will affect our loving. Now, the thinking deals with our mind, but the loving deals with the heart. When you study the Bible, the heart and the word soul are used often interchangeable, and it speaks of the seat of emotions. Our affections and our passions are all there in our heart. And I pointed out to you, we need a revival that will affect our heart. The Bible said over in the book of Matthew chapter 22, in verse number 37, after being asked the question by the Pharisees, which is the greatest commandment, our Lord gives the answer, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart and with all of thy soul and with all thy mind. So we need a revival that will affect our loving, our passion, our heart. Notice the Bible said in John 14 and 15, if you love me, Jesus said, you will keep my commandments. And then he said in John chapter 14, verse number 23, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And if we love God and we love his word, then my friend, we're going to do right. We're to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. And if we love him that way, then we surely will honor God in every aspect of our relationship with God. And then the Bible said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And if we do that, then that will take care of any wrongs that we might have between us and our neighbor. So we need a revival that will affect our thinking. We need a revival that will affect our loving. Let me give you one other verse of scripture before I move to this last one. The Bible said in 1 John chapter number 2, verse number 15, love not the world. And I say to you, we're a generation, even of church people, that love the world too much for the power of God to rest upon our lives and upon our churches. But we're instructed in the word of God, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Why would God say that? Well, he tells us if any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. You cannot mix the love of God and the love of the world. They will not mix. So we need a revival that will affect our thinking. We need a revival that will affect our loving. And thirdly, if we have that kind of revival, then it will be a revival that affects our doing. Now, the thinking is with our mind, the loving is with our heart, but the doing is with our body. And we've had enough so-called revivals that stirred our mind or stirred our hearts, but never got out into our daily life. If I may use expression, we've never put it to shoe leather. It never changed our lifestyle. I want to say to you again, there will never be revival until there's repentance. And when there is repentance, there will be not only a change of mind, but friend, real repentance produces a change of mind that produces a change of attitude that produces a change of action. And if it does not affect our living, it really has not affected our loving as it should have. But we need a revival that will affect our bodies and our doing, that we might do the things that honor God. Once again, I want to give you three passages of scripture, the Lord willing, on the remaining time of the broadcast today. The Bible said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And in verse number 2, he said, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, God wants us to have a revival that will cause us to love him so much, and may I say, to hate the world and sin so much, that we will make a present of our body and present it to the Lord as a living sacrifice. And God uses the two words, holy, H-O-L-Y, holy and acceptable unto God. We need a revival that will affect our loving till we love him enough that we will give him our bodies and will present it to him holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Notice again, the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 6, verse number 19, and verse number 20, the Bible said, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, notice what the Bible said. It does not say God just purchased our heart. It does not say he just purchased our life. But it says that he also purchased our body. And our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. If you're saved, he lives inside you. And we're instructed to use our body in such a manner that glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ. We're to glorify him in our body, and we're to glorify him in our spirit, which are his. Now, you talk about stopping the sin in business. If we would get to the place that we're aware of the fact that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, you talk about treating it different, we would do things quite different. Let me just simply say to you, I don't think anyone would ever commit fornication or adultery if they realize they're using a body that belongs to God and is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I don't think anyone would ever put any drugs, any alcoholic beverages, or anything into their body that would hurt and hinder the cause of Christ if they realize that they're putting that into the temple of the Holy Ghost. I say to young boys and girls across the country, when you come to that stage of courtship and dating, remember it's not your body you're allowing the member of the opposite sex to touch. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if you defile that temple, then God said he would destroy that person. So we need a revival that will affect our thinking, that will affect our loving, and affect our doing. I see our time is gone again. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. As you look at the calendar, you see we're approaching Thanksgiving, and that means camp meeting time once again here at the Faith Baptist Camp. Let me invite you to make plans to join with us. We begin on Sunday evening on the 23rd of November, and we'll go through Friday night, the 28th. We're located at Resaca, Georgia. That's about 45 miles south of Chattanooga and about 70 miles north of Atlanta, just off Interstate 75. Pastor Sammy Allen, the folk of the Concord Baptist Church, invite you to join us for a great week. And then remember, I need to hear from you. Take the time out today, write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.